You're with Sports Day. Great to have your company wherever you're listening around the land. Jared and Lloydie in, and we'll be back to your calls very, very shortly. But there were a few really, really good stories on the weekend. And one of the good news stories is the slow resurrection. It's not a dead cat bounce. I think they are actually on the way back, Brisbane Lions. They're bottom of the ladder, and they're trying their guts out to win. Jared, you were there yesterday, and you thought we'd get the boss on the line.
Well, I think for the first time in Greg Swan's time at Brisbane, the sun is finally shining in Queensland. Welcome to you, Greg.
Hi, boys. Yes, that was a beautiful day today. Nice to get up this morning and read all the papers and listen to a bit of talk back. So, no, It was a great effort by the boys because we were in a bit of strife. We were behind all day, but found a way to win, which is, it's a great thing for us.
I've got a slogan for you for next year. You might want to run with it. Perfect one day, better the next.
Yes. That might be a bit over the top, Jared. But, we're happy with the progress. It's been interesting because until we beat Freo a couple of weeks ago, we'd lost 9 in a row. And I was saying to people that, it's a really happy place and we're really working hard and it's going to turn, but it didn't sort of look like we were. And then we had that good win, pretty competitive over at Port. GWS a bit too good for us, but having a good win on the weekend. So there is a bit of belief building and the boys have been working really hard at it. So I think we're starting to see some benefits in that. And hopefully, with 7 or 8 to go, we can win a few more on the way.
So, now, Lloydie, that's
the aim, obviously.
I saw you raise your eyebrow. I'll just give it a little bit of perspective. The reason I'm bullish about Brisbane is quite simply they've got terrific young kids in key positions and they've got a good group of them. And when you can get that group together, it might take a couple of years to rise, but it's a good cake.
Oh, I didn't raise my eyebrows at all. I was just about to say to Greg, the one great thing about it too is one of the reasons Essendon's so disappointed was 41,000 turned up to Etihad Stadium to watch Essendon play interstate side. So that's another great thing. Not sure if that's the biggest crowd a lot of your boys would have played in front of, and to come home like that against a crowd like Essendon's, great win.
Yeah, it was a good point, Lloydie, and a lot of our young blokes talked about that. But I think when Tip and Woody kicked that goal to bring Essendon back, they thought, they heard the big roar. But to respond again, they did talk about that, and it was a massive crowd, 41,000, and it was a terrific atmosphere, and we got the chocolates, which made it even better.
Just on roars, you would have been pretty excited at the roar at the final, Soren, because there's a pretty good representation of Lions, so there's still a lot of Lions supporters still on the wagon despite the tough times.
No, absolutely. We've got about 5,000 members in Melbourne, and they're really, really staunch. And again, you're right. They make a little bit of noise compared to the 30,000-odd Bomber people, but they were delirious at the end. And our guys went down and gave them the high fives after. But no, we've got a really good rusted on group down there, and hopefully we're giving them something to get excited about.
Greg, I'm not sure if you've been able to watch the replay yet, but your coach was entertaining, firstly in the box, and also I loved his passion after the game with his players.
Yeah, look, he's it's funny, isn't it, with Fags? Everybody, he's a quiet sort of a guy, but he did say that when he disappeared off the seat, he wanted to swear, so he didn't want to get caught on TV, so he went underneath the desk. As I said, he and the coaching group have put in a lot of work as well. So to see that come to fruition, I think coming from behind, we haven't done that for a long time. And, it was, I think all those things, he was genuinely excited. And, I reckon it's good to see. I think it's fantastic. So no dramas from us.
Were you surprised at just, and I say this in a nice way, how emotional he does get in the box, given that the only vision I think most of us know of Chris Fagan is the quiet, calm, cool, collected mentor and minder of
Clarko.
Of Clarko, Alistair Clarkson.
He talked about that. He said, now that you're actually in the hot seat yourself, now I know why Clarko did go nuts. It's a different, you're in a different spot when you're the main man. So, as I said, we think it's great. He's shown passion. He really cares. And, the boys are playing for him. And, we think it's great. So long may it continue.
I'm not sure who the last superstar is. I know it's early, but there's so many people in Melbourne talking about Eric Hipwood. Even some people looking at the Franklin comparison, the left foot and the way he moves and his ability to mark the ball. It must be exciting to have someone like that rise right in front of your eyes, Greg.
Yeah, I think Jared touched on it. Our key position stocks are pretty good, like with him and Harris, Dan McStay, Shaq when he gets back in, and that's pretty good for us. You know, we think we've got a good spine. And yeah, look, Eric's a terrific player. There's no doubt. I mean, he's only, you know, people forget it's only second year. I think the comparisons to Buddy are a bit,
premature.
Might be a bit over the top. Yeah, but he's a fantastic kid, great competitor, works really hard. So he's got all the ingredients to be a really good player. And some of the things he can do. Before the game, Bernie Quinlan was in the rooms with Gary Wilson, two of the old Fitzroy greats, and you know, Bernie was introduced to Eric, and he looked up at him and said, "Shit, how big are you?" You know, and Bernie was a big man in his day.
Yeah.
So in the old, Bernie didn't know the 203. He said, "What are you?" He said, six foot nine, but he moves a lot. You know, his ground balls and things like that for a kid 6 foot 9 or 203 centimetres is exceptional. And as I said, he competes really hard. And look, he'll just keep getting better. He's only played about 20 games, so obviously once, you know, I think that's the thing with Dan McStay and Harris. They've both now played 50 games. They just, I think, you know, in the last couple of weeks, Dan last week and Harris this week. So they're starting to, you know, get more consistent. They got stronger. And some of the things they did yesterday, you know, when we were under the pump was fantastic. So, but, you know, one of the things that keeps getting lost is our old blokes are playing pretty well as well. Steph Martin, Dane Zorko, you know, Beamsy, Tommy Rockliffe, you know, they're playing really well as well. So that's helped the young blokes fit in a lot easier, I reckon.
It was one of Zorko's best games. Not only did he control Zach Merritt, particularly in the first half, he was superb with the ball. Just a quick couple of curating updates, if you wouldn't mind. Will you? You've been getting plenty of please explains from the AFL over the last few years. Will you be giving them a please explain in reverse on that silly decision to open up the roof where no one could see?
We did send off a query today, yeah, because I think it's difficult, more so for the players. That was our point, like in that first, especially maybe first half down that the city end, that really the players all talked about not being able to see. So we just asked them. I think they'll have a look at it at the end of the year, but I think it's an ongoing one, Jared, I think. But it's difficult for the TV too. It's it cuts in and out, I would have thought, from a broadcast perspective, but I'm not too sure why they do it. It was a nice day. It was chilly, but it was a nice day.
But, oh, it was a beautiful day, but no one could see. It was really difficult taking a mark with one arm shielding your eyes.
It's one thing to talk about the fact they're watching at home, but if the players can't actually play at 100%, then it becomes a factor that needs to be cleared up.
If you can clear it up, you can.
Well, it is easy to shut the roof, I presume.
Close the roof.
All right, there's the quote we were after. Close the roof. Thanks for your time. Good luck this week, Greg.
Thanks for having me on, boys.
Greg Swan, Brisbane CEO.